Close your eyes and take a deep breath. You will always be able to smell the sugar cane in the painting. But be warned, although the smell is sweet and tender, the story is not a happy one. It's about black slaves who were forced to work in a sugar cane fields to produce the rum that makes grown-ups' heads spin. You know, Radiant Child, there are some very beautiful and some very difficult things happening in our world. It's important that we know all these stories, so we won't never repeat them. Hundreds of years ago, Europeans set out to conquer new territories. These adventurers took their guns and cannons and decided to plant a flag on the land they're treading on for the first time. This is our home, they said. Except that these lands were already inhabited. Rather than share, the Europeans preferred to use force and make the inhabitants work for them for free, without a snack. This is what we know as a slavery. Fortunately, today is completely forbidden. However, it's uncommon for countries to pick fights with each other to see who's the strongest and bend over their will. Beep, beep, beep. This large painting on wood might remind you of barcodes you find on products in the supermarket. If you concentrate hard enough, you will notice imprisoned shadows between these long black lines. Who are they? The ghosts of black slaves, who in those days considered no better than commodities that could be bought. Or our own reflection as a greedy rascal who can't resist buying that pretty package of rainbow sweet that has just been put on the shop shelf. Or are we in the science fiction film where barcodes tattooed on our bodies have replaced our identity cards? Maybe a bit all of three. Because, you know, in a Pascal Martin Toy's world, past, present, future are never far apart.